Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, December 30th, 2023, the final Saturday of the year. And so far, according to most newscasts I'm seeing, travel hasn't been terrible this year compared to last year. Rose Gray, what are your thoughts?
I've been watching the news, and we've got a little stuff going out on the West Coast.
On the West Coast,
and
okay.
Other than that, we've been through it a couple of weeks in a row. Now, what it's like to travel during this time period, the best advice I can give is, in addition to downloading that airline app and the TSA app onto your phone, pack your patience and be kind.
And get there early.
Yeah.
When it's the busy season,
yeah,
like this. So.
And that TSA app has really come in handy for me over the last several years. It really does give you a very good overview of what the TSA lines are at any given airport. I have it set for Mitchell, but you can put any airport in and you can see what the TSA lines are like.
Very nice. If we do this every Saturday, we talk travel, but this week we have a guest in studio with us.
We have a very special guest. It is my pleasure to introduce to the listening audience the one and only destination wedding specialist, Donna Crump. Thanks for joining me, Donna. We had a lot of fun finding out how to get to the studio, so now she knows how to do that. So beware. Once you know how to get to the studio, you may be coming here more and more.
did you guys drive down together?
Or no. Donna lives 10 minutes from the studio.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very nice.
Welcome.
So that's
Thank
why I'm
you.
Saying beware. You may be hearing Donna more and more. So why Donna is joining us is not only because she's one of our premier destination wedding specialists, but in addition to that, we want to talk a little bit about something very exciting that's happening next weekend at State Fair Park. Donna, and what is that?
So we are going to have the Luxury Pavilion at the Wonderful World of Weddings, held on January 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at, like Rose said, at the State Fair Park.
And it's going to be, it's a luxury pavilion, and so that means it's going to be a large pavilion. We're not just going to have a couple of us standing behind a little 6-foot table handing out brochures. And so if you've never been to the Wonderful World of Weddings, we participated at Fox World Travel a couple of years and then haven't for a while, and we're really honored and privileged and happy that we're going to be returning to that. So what can somebody expect at the Wonderful World of Weddings?
Well, first of all, we're going to be at booth 129. We are going to have a chance to win a honeymoon voucher, which is exciting, a $500 honeymoon voucher. We're also going to have some mimosas.
While
supplies last, but let's talk about those fun things. But the booth will be filled with different honeymoon and destination wedding specialists that we can discuss all sorts of information regarding your honeymoon or a destination wedding.
And sometimes I think when we talk about these types of events and we are only featuring destination weddings, we may be too late for some of the people. These people are coming to talk about their flowers and their invitations and their DJ and those kinds of things. But if you are thinking, you know what, maybe a destination wedding is in my future, or you are one of the bridesmaids for one of the people who is planning her wedding, thinking to herself, oh, this is overwhelming, I think there's got to be a better way to do it. Donna, we have seen destination weddings just surge in popularity, I would say, over the last easily 7 years or so. As we were walking out, we said hello to David Nason, and he shared with Donna and I his wedding was in
Jamaica.
In 1997?
Yep.
Yeah. He was ahead of his time. It could have been that popular back then.
No, that was kind of a unique thing. And Donna and I also were talking about how on occasion when you meet with someone like Donna, she may say to you after listening to you, I'm not sure a destination wedding is exactly right for you, but there are many people that know it's right for them. And when we come back, when we want to talk about, you know, people think about sun and fun. Jamaica, easiest place to get married for lots of reasons. Cancun, Riviera Maya, warm weathered Caribbean islands. But Donna's got a pretty fascinating story about a very exciting wedding that she actually was a part of this this past year, and we want to share that with you.
All right. When we come back, we'll see that. If you go to foxworldtravel.com under travel, you'll see destination weddings. Click on that, and you can follow through online as we talk through it this morning. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's a nice day for a white wedding on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, destination weddings today, but also taking your calls and texts on the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Rose Gray brought in Donna Crump, and we got a whole studio full of people ready to talk to you. Let's go to Carol in Milwaukee. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi. Yes, I'm going to Italy in July of 2024, and I just need airline tickets. I have all the accommodations made. Like when I don't travel very much, but I, you know, when's the best time to get the tickets?
What city are you flying into, and are you doing a round trip out of one city and out of another, or is it round trip same city?
Not same city.
Okay.
Into Verona and out of Florence.
Okay, so that's a little trickier. So what you want to do is kind of put that into any booking engine you find comfortable, you're comfortable with. Kayak, Hopper, there's a number of good ones that will give you ideas. But my suggestion is always, once you know what the schedule looks like, I would go directly to that airline and book my tickets on that airline. I would never do it through a third party. And once you, because you seem like you have a rather specific itinerary that you're going in and into one city and out of another, and it sounds to me like your dates are pretty firm as well because your accommodations are already made. Once you see a fare that you can live with, that, wow, it stuck around this for a pretty long time, I think I should buy it, I would just pull the trigger. My advice has been, for all my years of doing this, once you buy your airline ticket, never look back. Because two weeks from now, you're going to go back and it was going to be $37 cheaper because they removed a tax or some such thing. And there's nothing much you can do about that.
Or you're going to go back, it's going to be $90 more. And so just either way, what difference does it make?
You just don't. Yeah, so I'm not a real savvy traveler. We don't, this first trip to Italy. So there is no magic window. I mean, things go up, things go down. You just don't know.
There's an old myth that new and better fares come out on Tuesdays because that used to be the day that the DOT loaded the fares into the systems. I think some people have poked holes in that theory now, and I don't know that that's actually accurate. No. So, and again, if you really want help, Fox will book your round trip airline tickets. We have a fee to do it, and then we monitor your seat assignments, and we monitor your frequent flyer numbers and all of those kinds of things. So you may certainly check out, ask an advisor just to give you a cost. And 866-GO-FOX-GO, they're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but not this Monday.
Thanks for calling, Carol.
I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. A text here says, we're heading to Cancun in January, wondering if Mexico still has the visit tax. Reading it still exists, but it's not being reinforced. What are you hearing?
I'll answer that one.
Yes, please, Donna.
That's very true. It does exist. It is not enforced. Basically, they have a person standing by the escalator on your way up to security with a sign that says, did you pay your Vista tax? And you can pay it online if you want to. You do not have to. It's $11, about $11.
It's up to $12 now.
Oh, okay, $12. And you can pay it at that time. I have been to Cancun six times a year, practically. I've yet to pay it. It's last time I was there, there was nobody even at the booth. So, but I have heard that they may start enforcing it in 2024. We will keep an eye on things. We always try to keep an eye on the latest developments that are happening with the different countries.
And it's 12 U.S. dollars?
12 U.S. dollars or 224 Mexican pesos.
So just keep that in your pocket just in case.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, Donna and I are not suggesting that you do something illegal, but honestly, as Donna said, I have walked right past that booth. Nobody has said a word to me. I've also seen them arm their people with placards that say, did you pay your tax? And I think any tax they can collect, they're grateful for. And maybe they're realizing that there's got to be a better way to collect this tax. So I would be prepared for it, but I certainly would never prepay it.
All right. Good answer. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Let's answer one more text, and then when we get back, we'll talk about that big wedding that you put on. We're taking our grandson to Punta Cana January 21st. We're wondering for the e-ticket to enter the Dominican Republic. Will we need a separate form for him, or will he be on ours?
And thanks, and a shout-out to Elizabeth in our Sheboygan office.
Oh, that's what that Woo-hoo! Is. Okay.
So, Donna, do you want to answer that one?
I think that it's just one per family, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Okay. And so what they're asking is their grandson probably does not have the same address as they do. And so what I would do if I was traveling with my grandchildren, and I did travel with my grandchildren, and I did do this, I put them on my e-ticket. So this is a form that you fill out. It's similar to a visa, but it's not a visa. It's an arrival document that allows you to enter the Dominican Republic. No need to get panicky about it whatsoever, because I've also seen people who have not pre-filled it out, and there are people standing there handing them out, and they have little tables along the wall, and you can fill them out.
And they also have internet access there, too, so you can do it on your phones if while you're in Punta Cana, in case you didn't do it as well.
But if it was me, and it was me at one point in time, a couple of Thanksgivings ago, I put my grandchildren on mine and put their address as my own.
All right. Rose Gray, Donna Crump, Dayton Kane, all here for you. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big wedding overseas and find out what all happened there. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. We're supposed to get some snow, which may make us want that destination wedding even a little bit more.
Well, yes, because the commercials that are currently running on Fox World for Fox World Travel on WTMJ say, want to get out of the snow? Every time I hear the commercial, I think people are laughing at me.
Yeah, it's like, there is no snow, Rose.
Right.
So you brought Donna in. She's with the Destinations Wedding Team.
For sure. And I'm just telling you, when people are thinking about destination weddings, they're thinking about Mexico, Punta Cana, Jamaica, possibly Hawaii, possibly in the States, Las Vegas, a beautiful botanical garden in Arizona, all of those things. But Donna did and accompanied the wedding party, an amazing wedding this past year. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So the wedding was in just outside of Cardiff, Wales, at a castle.
Oh, nice.
And they had about 50 people, and we stayed at this resort called the Vail Resort. And on the Vail Resort was a conference center, so it had a resort as well as the castle. It also housed the National Wales rugby and football teams. So we had lots of buses of men running around
in shorts
while they were practicing. But this particular couple, they were from Texas, and the groom's family was from Wales. So they had a lot of local people that came to the wedding. And then her family was from Texas. So they combined both cultures, which was so interesting as well. She did everything. She had a white horse with a crystal ball carriage bring her up to the castle, which was just amazing.
Can you imagine?
No.
It was so cool. And she just put so many neat touches in. She wanted her family and friends to really enjoy this experience. And she knew what it was to have them come over. You know, it wasn't inexpensive to fly over to Wales as well as house them. But the cool thing about, too, the night of the wedding, all the guests got to stay in the castle the night of the wedding, too. So that
and you
was
helped
even
arrange all this?
Yes. So we handled some of the air, the transfers. So London was 2 hours away, so everyone flew into London. And then we handled all the transportation between London and in the location in Wales. And then the transfers, wherever that needed to happen, all the hotel reservations we took care of, the reservations the night at the castle, and then checking out and then getting them back. A lot of people, when you do a destination wedding in Europe, a lot of people want to go on to other countries and see, you know, they're over there. Let's go see some other spots. So it's not necessarily a whole group that's moving at one time. You're doing it individually. So we helped a lot of people. I had a nice family go over to Dublin, and they went to see a concert that forget the band, but they went to see a concert that was happening right after. So he went over to Dublin. We had people go on to Italy. We had a lot of people that just decided to come home, but it was really cool that they had a great time. There was, besides the wedding at the castle, there was a full reception. They actually had two receptions. They had a breakfast and then they had like a dinner. It was a whole day. So it's a little bit longer than what we experience here.
Nice. But it sounds amazing.
It was really, really special and beautiful. The pictures were absolutely
amazing. And just to be honest, so there was a potential strike. There was a potential rail strike. Mm-hmm. Donna reached out to me, reached out to a couple of our leadership people, and we figured out, okay, if this happens, how will we move forward? And so it didn't happen.
Thank you. Thank goodness.
But there was a contingency plan.
But we were prepared. And this is why you use a travel professional for something of this magnitude, because you've got enough to think about when it's your wedding. Let the destination wedding specialist take care of all the rest.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So you said there was 50 people. That seems like big for an overseas destination wedding, or is that typical? What is a typical size when people go do a destination wedding?
I would say a couple years ago, an average size was about between 20 and 30. But this year, a lot of my groups are about 50. Really? I have a couple that are up to 100.
So people are just traveling more and saying, you know what, let's do it. Let's go to this wedding. And
If they're from Wisconsin, a lot of times if your weddings are January through March, they combined the their vacation. You know, we want to get out of the cold weather those months. So if they have a wedding, they'll stay a little bit longer. They kind of use it as their vacation.
You go to the all-inclusive, you do the wedding there, but then you stay for the week. You don't just go for the wedding and come back.
Well, and that might help somebody figure out what time of the year am I doing this. If you're going to go to a warm weather destination in the middle of July, you may not have as many takers.
Right.
So something to consider.
But I will tell you, June is one of the busiest months in Jamaica for weddings.
Isn't that crazy? Because June is wedding month.
Yeah, it's a wedding month, even in the Caribbean.
So these are the kinds of things that you can discuss with not only Donna, but Sue, the other destination wedding specialist, who is going to be there the duration. But we also are going to be talking about honeymoons. We understand when you go to a wedding show, you maybe already have a venue and you know when you're getting married in the United States and all of that. Those kinds of things. So certainly Donna has been to so many of these beautiful resorts. She can answer those questions as well.
All right. We do need to take a break. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Get your calls and questions in with that. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I think Isaac's trying to play off the love theme here.
I love it. I love it.
Destination weddings is what we're talking about today. Rose Gray and Donna Crump in studio for the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Dayton Kane, and you can reach us on the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Judy's text. She says, good morning. In April, we're flying United Frankfurt, then Air Dolomiti to Florence on the same ticket. If we check our luggage, will it be transferred through to Florence, or will we have to retrieve it in a Frankfurt to go through customs?
Okay, so what will likely happen, and I always put an asterisk by everything I say because it could be different, but Don and I both have pretty much international experience. You're going to be claiming your bag. First of all, they're going to show on your on the luggage tag that they put on the bag that it's checked all the way through to Frankfurt. It's not going to show a stop in Florence all the way to Florence, and they're not going to show that whatever. But what will happen is you have to go through customs in your first port of entry into a foreign country. So you will go through customs. there is usually a way that you recheck the bag. So you get your bag, and then there's very good signage that shows you exactly where you go to recheck that bag. You're not doing anything different. You're just following the signs because you're going through customs in Frankfurt. An hour in Frankfurt, they have a little over an hour in Frankfurt, mm-hmm. is tight. Very, very tight. Now,
is that a big airport?
It's a huge airport. Yeah. It is the hub for all things Lufthansa. And United and Lufthansa are sister airlines, if you will. So to me, she's asking, we're trying to decide whether to carry on or check. If you can avoid checking luggage, do it. I can't. My hair products are very important to me. I have to check luggage. So I would not dilly-dally around. When I'm taking groups through, Donna probably did the same thing when you were going through London. This is no time to, you know, fool around. This is serious business, and keep your eye on the prize. This is not a time to go shopping in the little shops or get a coffee, or if you can help it, even use the restroom. I know nobody likes using restrooms on planes, but yeah. So getting off and moving very quickly would be advisable. So can it be done? Sure. Or they wouldn't have allowed you to buy that ticket on the same ticket. They have to comply with what we've talked about many times on the show, which is minimum connect time.
Right.
There are laws about that. But somebody must have thought it was okay for a little over an hour in mm-hmm. Frankfurt. So.
And just make sure that your bag tag says your final destination, which will be Florence.
Right. So not it'll say FLR, not FRA.
Okay.
Yep.
Good question. Good answer. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's talk about destination weddings. We talked about the one you did in Wales, mm-hmm. the big castle and the carriage, bringing the bride up. Really cool. What are some of the crazy things you've seen people do, like some fun, different things that you haven't seen like in a normal wedding?
Oh, gosh. I've seen a lot of different things. I mean, that's what's so cool about a destination wedding is it's personalized to what the couple would like. I was just helping a person even do an engagement, and you could have a scuba diver bring the engagement ring up over the ocean.
Oh my gosh, how great. Oh, I would love that.
Isn't that
Can
funny?
Can we get a scuba diver in the lake out in Oconomowoc to find my ring that I lost out there? Could we do that?
Anything you need, we can definitely make that happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a scuba diver bringing a ring up?
I can't. But this is where Donna...
Who thinks of this stuff? That's awesome.
These customized dinners where all of a sudden you have a private dinner on a beach and there's a violin that comes and starts serenading you, and then he drops down to one knee and asks you on this trip unexpectedly to marry him mm-hmm. or her. Or however it works. So
you can take helicopter rides from the airport to your resort versus having to take an hour-long
bus ride,
for example.
Yeah,
there's so many different little things you can do. It really all depends on what is important. I always say, you know, you have a budget, and you know, look at your priorities. What's important to you, and then you can break down that
so and we also can do those kinds of things for honeymoons as well. Mm-hmm. So I think about this many, many years ago. One of my friend's daughter said to me, we want to go to St. Lucia because that's supposed to be like the new up and coming place to go. Well, her oldest child is now 13. So, you know, many years ago that was. But she said, but there's three sandals in St. Lucia and everybody goes to sandals. What else could we do? I said, well, let me show you this amazing place called Ladeira. And it is an amazing resort where the rooms are dug into a hillside. You are literally outdoors, way, way back into this dug out concave area in this mountain. And then you take three steps down from your raised bed, which is covered in beautiful netting. So you don't have birds and insects. Mm-hmm. And then you take three steps down and you are in your private plunge pool. And then it's got a two-star Michelin restaurant there for all of your amazing. And she said, okay, but that's pretty expensive. I said, how about you do that for their first three nights? Because that's very romantic.
Yeah.
Then you go to sandals and you, in whatever. And it turned out to be kind of a cookie cutter thing that we did for a number of years because everybody was like, what an excellent idea. So you may not know what you don't know, but we do.
Mm-hmm. St. Lucia has a lot of resorts that are not all-inclusive, that have that luxuriness to it, that are unique and personalized and small and so romantic. Really, really neat.
So it doesn't have to be something that you've all your friends are doing or you've seen on TV or something like that. I mean, we did a customized honeymoon for somebody some years back for Thailand. They wanted to do a little bit of Bangkok, but Bangkok is crazy busy, and this was their honeymoon. So they started out in Phuket, which is one of the amazing islands off of Thailand, and did that for a week and then said, well, we're here. We have to go see the Emerald Buddha and all of the things that are in Bangkok. And they did that at the end of the honeymoon after the relaxation was over, kind of a
thing.
And
then Vietnam and Cambodia is right there, too. And that's become very popular, too.
Exactly.
To add that in.
So very customizable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't know what you don't know. So working with somebody else to help plan it, you might find some ideas that you're like, wow,
correct,
I would have never thought of that. That's cool.
And awesome. I love when people say, oh, I would have never thought of that, because that's amazing.
Yeah. First step is to go to foxworldtravel.com, fill out that contact us form, and say, hey, want to plan a destination wedding? Here's some thoughts. As much detail as possible, right? So you guys know where to start. And
we have a form that we send off to people.
Okay.
And that answers, you know, that gives us answers to a lot of the questions that we need to help, you know, set them off.
Perfect.
And then we have a complimentary consultation with them to start the discussion. I have a meeting with somebody next week because she's deciding, should I have a destination wedding or should I get married here? What are the pros and cons? And so I'll be talking about those with her next week.
All right. Great stuff. When we come back, we'll keep talking with Donna and Rose. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ. No
one will know. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray and Donna Crump. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We do have a text that follows up. They want to know if you could repeat the name of that multiple level cave room.
Ladira.
Yeah. Okay.
Very cool.
All right. So a couple things that we want to touch base on.
Yes. We got scolded from somebody in leadership who said that we definitely need to not tell people not to pay that tax. So apparently they're going to...
Go back to that tax.
So there's a Visit Cancun tax. And Donna and I have had experiences where we've just blown by this little kiosk where people were insisting we pay it and nobody ever collected it from me. However, according to this individual on our leadership team, it is her understanding that by law, we're going to have to start collecting it in advance and that they're going to start fining travel agencies who do not collect it in advance. I asked, so we really do need to prepay this? She said, I'm guessing if there's someone standing there, which we haven't seen lately, they would let you pay it there. So okay. I'm still going with the be prepared to pay it. But
$12.
Donna and I are both looking very contrite and sorry that we said not to pay.
Anybody can walk around with $12 in their pocket.
Exactly.
Right? If you're traveling. So just keep that in your pocket in case you need it. Okay. Let's talk about the
World
destination.
Of Wonderful World of Weddings. And if you want to find Wonderful World of Weddings, you can go to WisconsinWeddingShow.com. WisconsinWeddingShow.com. All of the vendors are there. All of the booths are listed. And so we are, again, are in...
We're in booth 129, and it's a very... It's the luxury
pavilion.
So we have a very large booth. And it's held January 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And you do need to have tickets. You can buy tickets in advance on their website for $15. And if you buy them at the door, they're $18. So why wouldn't you buy them in advance?
So is that next Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday, next week. And I'm going to be there right after the show on Saturday. I'm going to come along. I'm planning on pouring mimosas. I hope that's one of my jobs.
Pouring or drinking? Or both?
Pouring. Oh, okay. Pouring.
All
pouring
right.
Mimosas.
Just checking.
Yes. So we have a good question here. Dayton's going to read about Africa.
Yeah. Good morning, Rose. I'm traveling to Africa in March. I'm concerned about what clothes to pack regarding February. Like, what's going to be going on there? I need to start researching now on what I need to buy.
Sue suggests that her tour operator will be sending information soon, but it's not soon enough for her to go shopping, and I completely understand that. So what you will find is they're going to ask you to wear tan or khaki clothes, and you say, what? For two reasons. You blend in better when you are on safari, and also black is my preferred color palette. as many of you know, and it's covered in dust by the time you're done. You are covered in dust if you are traveling during that time of the year. So, and then layer, because believe it or not, it is very, very cold for those morning game drives. I have taken to now bringing those little miniature gloves that you can get for 99
like
cents.
Like the stretchy ones?
Those stretchy ones. I always have those, and I had a headband because my ears are exposed. And so they always have, or most safari companies have very big fluffy blankets inside the safari vehicle for you to cuddle up with, but a vest that you might see in all of the gear would be very, very handy to have. It's got lots of pockets. You can put your flashlight, your binoculars, and all that stuff along with you, but light colored clothes and layers.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that when you think Africa.
Nope.
So that's good news.
And
that's
again, by the time you go on your afternoon drive, now the sun is going to be shining on you and beating down on you. And again, khaki colored or tan colored clothing is going to be much better than dark colored clothing.
One final segment coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray brought in Donna Crump from the Destination Weddings team, and that's what we're going to wrap up with this hour on the Fox World Travel Show. Very appropriate, Isaac. Thank you very much. I'm Dayton Kane. Let's go through it. We want to go on a wedding in some tropical place or anywhere in the world you guys can plan. Doesn't have to be tropical, right?
Correct.
What's the process? How do I get there? And then when can I find you at this wedding show that's coming up?
Okay. So if you're looking at a destination wedding, we'll just talk about that for a second. We have two people, two agents in our office where you, that you just, you can go onto foxworldtravel.com. You can find our names there and fill out a form, and we can set up a virtual appointment. And we will, our first consultation is complimentary, and then we can teach you all about what a destination wedding looks like, pros and cons, and if it's something that would fit what you're looking for.
I also see if you go to foxworldtravel.com under destination weddings, there's a recording there that could kind of give you an idea of what this process looks like, including some newlyweds that have done this, and you talk with them as well.
Okay. Yeah, and we have a brochure that lists all the different things that we can do to help you along the way.
Okay, and the wedding show that's coming up.
Right, so this is going to be fun because this is your opportunity. So we've got destination weddings covered the entire, both days, the entire show. So the show itself is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday at State Fair Park.
Next weekend.
And so between Donna and I, we've got that covered on Saturday, and our other destination wedding specialist, Sue, will be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if a destination wedding is in your future, those are the people you're going to go talk to. But in addition to that, we've got, for example, on Saturday afternoon from noon to 4, we have Marissa. Marissa is part of our dream team. That means she sells Disney like nobody's business. And if Donna and I were to say anything about it, you need to have a Disney expert do that kind of a trip. And can we do weddings at Disney? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're known for it. People do it all the time. But again, you've got the backing of Fox with that. So you want to talk about that? Marissa's there. I know a lot of you will be excited to know that Diane Chachat, the manager of our Brookfield office, will be there from 10 to noon on that day. So, and then we've got Mai and Amber and Angela and Lindsay and a number of other people that are going to be joining us throughout the day. You've got your wedding specialist there. Then you've got your honeymoon specialists there, and then you got the people pouring mimosas. That's me.
The friendly people there for the fun. That's Rose.
That's absolutely right. So
okay,
we're excited about it. We're excited to be back. We're excited that there's going to be a $500 voucher drawn from those people who are coming to stay to see us and put their name in the hat, as it were. And I couldn't be more excited. This is something we haven't done in a while, and we're back at it.
I'm excited to share different destinations with people that they might not have considered,
right.
Like Africa or Europe or a river cruise or a smaller cruise. And there's so many amazing destinations.
Yeah, we didn't even really hit on, can you get married on a cruise? You can. there's some tricks to it. And again, that's why you use a professional, because we'll help you navigate that. And I did use navigate on purpose.
So we know we've covered the destination weddings. What else does Fox World Travel All do?
Absolutely everything. I'm answering a text right now as we're talking. Somebody's asking, do you set up Amtrak trips? Absolutely, we set up Amtrak trips. We don't do Greyhound. Is Greyhound even a thing anymore?
I think so.
Okay. We do Amtrak. We do airline tickets. We do cruises. We do big ship cruises. We do small ship cruises. We do river cruises. We do destination weddings. And then in addition to all of that, that's the sexy fun side of the business. We do business travel and we do meetings and incentives. So Fox World Travel, been around since 1960, your full service travel agency.
Check them out at foxworldtravel.com. That does it for the hour. Donna, very nice to have you in with us this week.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck at the wedding show next week.
Thank you.
Rose, we will see you next Saturday before you head over to the Expo Center.
Cheers to everybody on a wonderful 2024. Be safe out there.
Happy New Year. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.